The Chatham Park Check-In is an exclusive series sponsored by the Preston Development Company on 97.9 The Hill WCHL and chapelboro.com.
Chatham Park is the brainchild of Tim Smith and Julian Bubba Rawl, longtime friends and partners who have developed real estate all over North Carolina. They're now tackling their most ambitious project, a multi-use, live, work, play, learn neighborhood of more than 8,000 acres with close to a 30-year build-out. Here's Vanessa Jenkins, Executive Vice President of Preston Development, in a candid conversation with Smith and Rawl.
Thanks again for your time, the two busiest guys I know. You've been in real estate your entire careers and have developed many types of communities. Why did you develop Chatham Park?
We ended up buying landfall down in Wilmington from Weyerhaeuser back in 2002. And we were looking at Chatham Park then. And then when 9/11 came up, everybody backed up. Weyerhaeuser, who sort of felt uneasy too, maybe another shoe was going to drop in the 9/11 kind of event. So everybody was sort of scattering and sorting out their assets. We went down and bought the landfall project, and we hit a good cycle from 2002 to 2007. Real estate business was just really fabulous. And we came back up after that and dug back into Chatham Park in early 2004 and then bought our first tract in 2006.
Okay, Tim, when we all started talking about Chatham Park in 2005, you told me your dream was to build a thoughtful and deliberate community design. Why Chatham County?
So we decided to jump across the lake and go to the Pittsburgh area. And there was a piece there that the Governor's Club had looked at way back when, and they were going to do another Governor's Club. Timing wasn't right. We ended up buying the first piece, 1,600 acres. And we wanted to buy a piece big enough that we didn't have to reproduce ourselves every 2 or 3 years. We could have a long going project. And then we started looking around it and started adding to it and adding to it. And now we got about 140 parcels. It's evolved in a much bigger project than we ever imagined. We thought it was going to start out about 2,000 acres, but now it's 8,200. And we met with the town of Pittsburgh because they had sewer plant and we needed water and sewer. That's the only way you're going to keep anything going over there is to have water and sewer development. So we worked with Randy Voller, who was the mayor, and he said, yeah, we'd love to have you annexed into the town. And so we started that process, and I think we had all our approvals. 2015, we finally got approvals. It took a long time to do that and working with Pittsburgh to try to tell them what's coming. We started formulating what we wanted in a community. We went and visited a lot of communities and saw what the latest trends were. We wanted to create something that would have no competition in the Triangle area. So when you came to visit Chatham Park and then you went somewhere else, you always came back to Chatham Park. We had to create our own medical facilities, our own schools, our own retail, restaurants, parks. So we took a look at everything you would want in a subdivision if you lived there. And then we started making lists and we started going from there. Trails, open space, swimming pools, anything that people would want, we cataloged them in order. And we're trying to have most of them done, completed before the residents move in. So we got medical facilities. We're groundbreaking our first hotel in Chatham County. We got parks, splash pads. We got a school. Thales just opened, 1,350 students, private school. We got an 11,000 square foot daycare. We'll have 12 restaurants and Mosaic. We got a Lowe's grocery coming. A third of our project is going to be open space, over 30 miles of trails. We think we've got the right formula, and it's come through looking at other developments.
As a visionary, tell us why Chatham Park will be different from any other community in North Carolina.
One of the things unique we're doing is trying to keep our homeowners' dues low. So we're doing a $15 million YMCA that'll start construction next year. So when you come into a community, if you want those amenities, you have the option to buy in whatever level of membership category you want to. And those kind of facilities cater to kids, after school programs, and also the seniors for cooking classes and wellness centers. So the Y will be a real asset for us that we'll be doing. Tim's been a trustee with the Y, and we've collectively done three previous Y centers with them around the Triangle. That's a nice asset for the community. And we're working with UNC Healthcare on a plus 45-acre medical campus and hope to be able to get the groundbreaking on that before too long. Hopefully there'll be an announcement here this summer.
This has been the Chatham Park Check-In, also archived in the Town Square section of chapelboro.com and on chathampark.com.